This is Colin Dixon with Endscreen Media, and I'm visiting Pixelworks, talking with Richard Miller, who is EVP of Technology at Pixelworks. Richard, welcome.
Hi.
And Richard, I had a very uncomfortable experience just recently. I watched the new movie Godzilla vs. King Kong, and there was lots of blurring, and I couldn't figure out what was going on in the dark scenes, and I messed with the settings on my TV. I just couldn't get it looking good. And I'm hoping you can help me understand why I couldn't get it looking good.
That's interesting. I haven't actually seen that movie, but I can imagine your frustration. And it's really a growing problem. We've made tremendous strides in resolution, 4K and 8K coming, and wide dynamic range, and wide color gamut. You know, getting very close to all the colors you can see. But very little, if anything, has been done about motion. And I suspect that some of the issues that you were having with that title were to do with the motion.
A lot of blurring, a lot of jitter in the image. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we've been working in this field for about 15 years now, trying to wrestle the motion issues to the ground and figure out what's going on and how we can potentially deal with it. We've found that there are really three things that are very, very important. When filmmakers make movies, and they don't talk about it a great deal, but they care a great deal about three key motion attributes on a scene-by-scene basis. The first was the frame rate look. So by happy accident in 1929, the industry came up with a 24 frame per second standard, mostly to do with it being the minimum frame rate where they could make audio work. But 24 frames per second strikes a good balance between being over-realistic and being something that can actually bring you into the movie and give you a sense of disbelief. And filmmakers have really love that, and we've got very used to it. So it's very important to maintain that. And one of the things that TVs do with motion smoothing is that they prevent that. They actually make it 60 or 120 frames per second look. And filmmakers hate this, and they have banded together. The creative rights group at the Directors Guild of America worked with the UHDA and came up with filmmaker mode to provide users at least with the option through the remote. By pressing a control on the remote, they can turn off that motion smoothing and maintain that frame rate look. The second thing is shutter speed. If you're a photographer, you know that different shutter speeds will give you different levels of motion blur. Well, it's the same with movies, and cinematographers and filmmakers work very, very hard scene by scene to adjust the shutter speed to get it just right, to give a certain feel to each scene. Typically, they use a shutter angle of 180 degrees, which is a 48th of a second. That may have been another issue that you were seeing there, because TVs are designed to reduce blur. And so that carefully chosen shutter speed that was developed in production has now been made much faster. Instead of a 48th of a second, it may look like a 60th or a 70th of a second. And that gives it a kind of a choppy look. Sometimes filmmakers do that deliberately to give you a harsh feel for certain scenes. But in general, the fact is the TV changes what the filmmaker intended for shutter. And the third thing, which is probably what you notice the most, is something called judder or jitter or stutter or strobing. And this is fundamental to the 24 frame per second look, where you're getting a juddering effect. Makes it impossible to really focus on the scene. The motion detail has gone. And the thing about judder, just as with shutter speed, the artifacts there are amplified as screens get bigger, as you go to higher resolutions, and as you go to higher dynamic range.
You mentioned something called filmmaker mode, which some people may have on their TVs. That doesn't always create a great viewing experience, does it?
Yeah, filmmaker mode was developed out of frustration by filmmakers and studios that every TV was delivering a different look for motion. They were all, line up a dozen TVs, they all look different, and they wanted to kind of standardize that, and the only option they really had was to say, let's turn off motion smoothing. And now TVs look, a lot There's not more consistency in filmmaker mode. You pick up your remote, you choose the picture mode called filmmaker mode. It's available on some TVs now. And you get this standardized non-motion smoothing mode. The dilemma is that in these calibrated non-motion smoothing modes, you have this tremendously amplified judder, much faster shutter look, and all of these things that can be very distracting. And in many cases, it's not what the filmmaker wanted either.
Yeah, you showed me some pretty awful examples of those just earlier. So what's the answer? The answer is to grade the movies for the intended screens, right?
Yeah, so the thing is that today, you know, filmmakers are able to shot by shot color grade their film after editing and create the look that they want in post-production, scene by scene. Until now, there hasn't been an ability to also do motion grading to adjust the creative look scene by scene. Maybe you want the high motion scenes to be more clear and easier to see the detail. This is something that we know Peter Jackson experimented with the Hobbit and Ang Lee in Gemini Man. On those action scenes, the high motion scenes in both those titles, they look glorious, really fabulous. But then on other scenes, you want to go back to that more filmic look, you know, something that we're more used to, that 24 frame per second feel. And all the while, we want to finally tune the shutter speed and those sorts of things. So we have developed a toolkit called TrueCut that we're very proud of. Has won awards. It won a Lumiere Technical Excellence Award and an HPA Award that allows filmmakers now to, scene by scene, finally grade the motion look.
And this actually goes from the director's screen to our screen, right?
Well, that's the second half of it. So you have to actually then deliver that look exactly as he intended to the TV. And as we know, things change. Displays are different. Filmmakers actually have to, you may not know this, they have to deliver 7 to 9 different versions of every title for different screens, different grades, dynamic range, resolutions, and devices. So the way we deal with color and dynamic range for all those different screens is called gamut mapping for color and tone mapping for tone. Until now, there hasn't been an ability to do motion mapping. But the other part of what we've done with TrueCut is prepare a delivery format. We actually use a high frame rate delivery format and a certification program for TVs that makes sure that they will consistently play that format correctly. So this is what we call motion mapping.
And that's all to come, right? We're going to start seeing TVs and the whole ecosystem roll out for that. So the great thing is there that I won't have to mess with anything, right? It will just all happen.
It just works. You won't have to touch the remote. It will automatically switch to the TV. It will switch to a mode that will deliver exactly what that filmmaker intended.
Now, one of the things that I've noted when I've gone to the movies and watched movies in the ideal environment is sometimes I actually am uncomfortable with the image that I'm seeing. So does that mean sometimes I might actually not like the way the director wanted me to see the movie?
I'm sure you don't, and everybody has their opinion, and film critics will differ in their opinion of the way that titles look. Geographically, we found that in different parts of the world, there's different preferences with respect to the preferred smoothness of video as displayed. And the younger generation growing up with video games that are typically played at 60 or frames per second or higher, they're used to a kind of a smoother look. So there's definitely differences of opinion, but at the end of the day, you have to be honest to the creative intent of the filmmaker. That's the that's the ground truth that you need. So what we focus on is delivering that creative intent to the screen the way they intended it to be seen.
So at least I can be assured that I will see what I was intended to see and not something where I've screwed up the settings on my TV and I'm seeing something completely different.
Exactly, because, believe me, we know that filmmakers don't like motion smoothing. They've been very vocal about that, and they want you to turn off motion smoothing. But then when you turn it off, on many TVs, you're getting other artifacts, which isn't what the filmmaker wanted either.
Right.
And so a solution's needed for delivery that will maintain creative intent from the screening room to the TV.
This seems particularly timely right now, Richard, with PVOD releases, right? Is that creating additional interest in TrueCut?
Yeah, absolutely. As the premiere increasingly moves from the big screen to the living room, or for whatever reason, we may not have an opportunity to watch it as originally intended on the big screen, the experience, the user experience in the living room has become more important than ever. And at the same time, we've seen tremendous changes in TV capabilities. TVs have screen sizes with the latest fabrication technologies are growing to 60, 75, 80 inch and above. And living room sizes have not changed. So, our field of view of these screens is really growing. There's much more happening in our peripheral vision. They're also becoming much brighter. So you can watch titles in a room with normal lighting. You don't need to turn all the lights off. And of course, resolutions are growing as well. So that's a lot more detail. And that results in highly amplified judder and de-blur of images, fundamental to the TV technologies themselves. And we need to compensate for that if we're going to deliver creative intent to the home.
Great. Richard, thank you so much for telling us what the problem is. I mean, this is so important right now with PVOD releases and early windows, right? People are going to want to get that best experience.
Thank you.
So thank you, Richard. This has been Colin Dixon with Nscreen. We'll be right back.